The press lock bags from Velcro Brand aren't like other reusable bags, because I'm pretty sure that these feature some sort of magical witchcraft. You can put all your important stuff in these, like a Star Wars toothbrush, a $20 bill, your makeup brush. Press and lock, baby. What? And of course, they're reusable. Come on, this stuff is way cooler than the next iPhone rumor. What's going on, guys? Welcome to Front Page Tech, the show that gives you all latest tech news from one geek, that's me, to another, that is you. This is your second video of the day. Obviously, earlier we covered the Apple event on FPT Now, and this is, well, just a regular episode of Front Page Tech. Also, you might notice that the title of this episode is not in all caps. So many of you for so long have been complaining that I keep putting the title in all caps. There's a reason for that, but hey, I said, okay, I get it. You guys don't want me to do it in all caps anymore. Enough of you have been complaining. So I reached out on Twitter, I put a poll up, and I said, how would you like me to title the show from now on? And 350 people voted. 60% said title case. So here you go. I'm going to title it with title case. You win. News. You know how, like, at the Apple event today, they announced the iPhone 7, the iPhone 7 Plus. It was a big deal. It's been a big secret. Of course, there's been leaks and stuff, but nothing official. Well, right before Tim Cook actually showed us anything and unveiled anything pertaining to the iPhone 7, Apple's Twitter account spoiled fucking everything. They literally tweeted out pictures and videos, the order date, some specs, everything. And apparently they didn't do it on purpose. I mean, let's be honest, how do you accidentally send out a tweet? Whoever did it sure as hell is getting fired. Unless you had it, like, scheduled and Tim Cook was just running a little bit behind. In which case, I would say, why would you schedule such an important tweet? Why wouldn't you just have someone press the button? You see the problem? Apple, how'd you do it? Okay, this is the last Apple story of the day, I promise. The iPhone 7, the iPhone 7 Plus, they come in a brand new color, a brand new shiny glossy finish that they're calling Jet Black. And though it is kind of pretty, two things are gonna happen with that. Number one, fingerprints are gonna be crazy on that device. And then number two, it's probably gonna scratch. Scratch that, get it? It will scratch. In fact, Apple is warning you that it will scratch. It will scratch, okay, everyone? So before you see tech headlines everywhere, oh my God, the iPhone 7, iPhone 7 Plus, Jet Black finish scratches easily. This is what Apple says. The high gloss finish of the Jet Black iPhone 7 is achieved through a precision 9-step anodization and polishing process. Its surface is equally as hard as other anodized Apple products. However, its high shine may show fine micro abrasions with use. If you are concerned about this, we suggest you use one of the many cases available to protect your iPhone. In other words, bitch, it'll scratch. I took that too far. I admit. I'm not proud of it. It happened. Sue me. Actually, don't. Moving on. Instagram is removing photo maps. The ability to actually, like, see a map with all your pictures scattered across the map and the different locations that you took those photos and posted those photos and all that stuff. I actually didn't know it was on Instagram. I've seen photo maps before, obviously in iOS and in other platforms, but I never saw it in Instagram, which might have been the problem. I didn't know it existed, and I'm sure a lot of people didn't know it existed. But apparently, it wasn't highly enough used for them to keep it on, and they are removing it. Now, this doesn't mean that you can't post your location anymore. In fact, you can still tag your location, you just can't get a full map of that. And to be honest, most of us don't travel all over the world and have a pretty photo map, and all our pictures are just, like, scattered on top of our house in the photo map. So it makes sense. Oh, hey, guess what? PlayStation had an event too. You probably knew that if you follow all things PlayStation, but man, what a bad day to schedule your event, huh, Sony? So first up, the PlayStation Pro. It's an improved version of the original PlayStation 4. It will ship November 10th and it will be $400. It has a faster processor, better graphics, and support for 4K resolution, as we kind of expected. Now, Sony won't actually be getting rid of the PS4. You'll still be able to buy it. This will just be a separate console for quote-unquote serious gamers. Also, that PS4 more slim. It's a thing. We've been talking about it on the show for a while, and today it was confirmed. So, it's a PS4, but it's just like the PS4 just like cut carbs for a year, and this is the result. Also, price tag, $299. Also, they announced that they will be pushing a firmware update to all PS4s that will make them all HDR compatible, which is awesome. High dynamic range. And I get it. A lot of you are all for like higher resolutions, more pixels, team crispy. Yeah. HDR is way cooler. More color range, more color depth. That to me looks way better than just some more pixels on the screen. That's just me. What do you guys think? You interested in any of these new announcements? Comment section below. It's now time for Ask FBT, the segment where I take one question from you and I answer it for you. Today's question is from what? N3_M3NACERIDE. Is that like a thing that I, am I missing something here? Is that, do you guys know what that means? Because I don't. If you're on a budget, how little would you have to spend to start a YouTube channel? If you're on a budget, like, what does that mean? Like, do you have a set amount of money to spend? Because if you do, then that's the budget, and then that's what you have to spend to get your channel started. But if you mean, like, you don't have a lot of money to spend, or you don't want to spend a lot of money, I would say, either way, spend as little as possible. I mean, it doesn't matter what equipment you have. I would say use whatever you have right now that could get you started. The idea is just to start. Just start doing it, start gaining experience, start learning. That's what matters the most. And let's be honest, you don't know what you're gonna get out of this, right? If you put a bunch of money down to start a YouTube channel and then nothing comes of it, or who knows, maybe next month you lose interest and you don't want to do it anymore. I would just be careful setting budgets, especially just starting out. Use whatever you have right now at your disposal. If you want to spend a little bit of money, go ahead. It depends. You're welcome. If you want to ask a question, simply leave it down in the comments section below with the hashtag AskFPT. And that's the show. Hopefully you liked it, you learned something. If you did, be sure to hit the subscribe button down below. Click it, a ticket. You can also follow us on Twitter, @FrontPageTech. And I'll see you guys tomorrow.